Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers, unfortunately. We'll see if we can change that today with my guest, Matt Stewart.
Hey, Karen, how's it going?
Pretty good. Thanks for coming across to this pod from your pod, from Do Go On.
Oh, it's so good to make the jump across. I don't listen to my pod, but I do listen to this one, so happy to be here.
Well, you're at your pod, aren't you?
Yeah, so, that's right.
You know, you sort of do listen.
Yes.
To two-thirds of
that's
the pod.
That's true. Yeah, I just sort of zone in and out, if I'm being honest, but I try my best. I mean, you always say very few of the answers, but, you know, there's, in recent times, it's been climbing. Tim Hewitt.
I know.
Sam Taunton
Tim
got...
Hewitt with the 10 out of 10.
Very close as well.
Sam Taunton didn't do too bad. Surprising, I would say, the figures that have made it to the top of the list.
Well, yeah, I don't know if there's any coincidence there that when people were in the same room as you, their scores were lower, and now that they're sitting on the internet, the scores have climbed a little. I don't know if there's any correlation to be drawn there.
The good news, Matt, is that we have a brains trust here to help you out today, so you could still reach the heights of Huey. Yet to be determined, but let's meet them now. First of all, it's a big hello. Oh, this is exciting. We don't get too many architects on the show. It's a big hello to 14th century Italian architect Diotti Salvi.
Wow. Buongiorno, buongiorno, Kyron. Mi chiamo Diotti Salvi. I am an architect and I'm from the 14th century. What's up?
Wow, that is such an interesting mix of accents you have there. So you're sort of, are you Italian, Australian?
Si, I'm a third culture kid, you know. Io mangio spaghetti, but I also drink VB, you know. And I think that's part of the beautiful tapestry that makes Australia the multicultural country that it is.
That's right. I mean, Matt, do you have a multicultural background?
Oh, Diotti and Karen, yes, big time.
Well, you must be like one quarter moustache, aren't you?
At the moment, I'm working towards that. I'm also one quarter Swiss Italian, so I definitely feel a kinship to you, Diotti, and your work. Back
what's that? 1/8 Italian.
About 1/8 Italian, yeah. I think that's how that works out, sums-wise. I was with you in that early bit when you were talking Italian, but I'm also Australian, so I can also drink a VB if need be. Come to chiami Matthew, so...
Yeah. Ah, si.
Is that my name is Matthew?
Yes, si.
So you're fluent, Matt.
Sta cosi.
Diotti Salvi, you're an architect. Have you worked on any projects that we might know?
See, you probably know me best from my beautiful campanile, which is a beautiful bell tower in the town of Pisa. I would call it my gelato opus. Mi dispiace. Come si dice in australiano? Magnum opus. Sorry, it's my magnum opus.
Great.
But Yeah, I'd sort of, it's my crowning achievement, but, you know, a lot has changed about it since the 14th century. It's sort of alarming. It's sort of been left to lean.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa, that's yours, but it was not intentionally on a lean, is that right?
No. And just to, I've been on to the UNESCO Heritage Listing organization for a while now. The lack of effort to correct the lean is ridiculous to me. It makes me this fool. And I just think, I can't imagine how much more popular it would be if they corrected the lean, you know, and it was as I designed it.
More popular, you reckon, if it wasn't leaning?
Absolutely. I mean,
just be the Tower of Pisa.
Be the Tower of Pisa. Like the belt.
Diotto Salvi's Tower of Pisa.
Yeah.
Wait, I think I've just read... Are you a real person, Diotti?
See, I'm a genuine historical figure from the 14th century. I was cryogenically frozen after I fell into some gelato. Mi dispiace, come si dice in australiano, into a cornetto. And now I've sort of awoken... Yeah, I guess in 21st century.
Just in time for the quiz.
You know, if there's any questions regarding sort of the state of affairs of 14th century Italian politics or culture, architectural questions.
Or ice cream.
Very handy addition to the Brains Trust. I mean, anything Italian as well, you'd be pretty good at. Architecture, you know, before the 14th century, probably up to the 14th century. So,
wealth of knowledge. Let's see if we can continue that with the other half of the Brains Trust. It's a big hello to Vinny Diamond Geezer Price.
What, lads?
Hello, how you doing?
Whereabouts are you from, Vinny?
I actually don't give out my address or whereabouts at any time.
And you go by Diamond Geezer. Is that what your friends call you? Can we call you Diamond Geezer?
You can call me whatever you like as long as you don't call me late for dinner.
Bit of a comedian.
A bit of a comedian. I can't help it, can I?
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Vinny?
I am definitely not involved in any criminal activities. I am definitely not a gangster. Just a law-abiding citizen is how I would describe myself.
Vinny, are you gonna just rule out all the things you're not?
All these jokers on this podcast, innit? Well, Diamond Geezer, there's a clue. I work with diamonds. I work with jewels. You know, it's hard to give you specifics. You know, it's hard to sort of nail it down in terms that a layman like you would understand. But, you know, I do what I do. I don't what I don't. It is what it is. And I am who I am. That's what I always say.
It's like the Italian expression, che sera sera.
That's exactly right.
It is like that.
I know that because I am also 1/8 Italian.
No kidding.
Molto bene. Fantastico. Wow.
I feel the odd one
Molto
out here.
Molto sfortunato, si?
Oh, si. Big time.
Well, I think it's going to be difficult to lock down the answer to any of these questions today, Matt, but we'll see what we can do. Shall we do a quiz?
Oh, that'd be so good. And, I mean, Corin, are you able to help out as well?
I can help out as well, yes.
I don't think people utilise you enough.
If I know an answer, I'm here to help. I don't know the answers till the end, so, yeah. Don't you worry, I've got your back. Question number one. Which carnivorous animal has the scientific name Ursus maritimus? Which carnivorous animal has the scientific name Ursus, U-R-S-U-S, and maritimus, M-A-R-I-T-I-M-U-S? Do you know your Latin names, Matt? You speak a little bit of Italian, but what about Latin?
I do speak a very small amount of Italian. I think who spoke a lot of Latin were Italians in the 14th century.
Yes.
I say I know. That's my best guess. So I'm so stoked to have Diotti here.
And it's so good to have something that I'm really confident about, something which, you know, based on what I've told you.
As the first question.
I definitely should know.
Like, that's amazing.
I mean, I'll correct you. It was mainly speaking Italian and then we'd sort of read Latin, you know.
Oh, great, because this is written
down. Can you spell it again?
Yeah. Ursus maritimus.
Amazing.
Ursus maritimus. Do you think maritimus is like a maritime? Do you reckon that's where we get the word maritime, maybe?
That does feel sea-based. And what's Ursa?
Is like a bear.
Like a bear.
You know, like a bear. Like you've got your equine like a wolf. Like my granddad Harry, we called him the Wolf Wilson, right? Right? You've got your equine as a horse. No, horse? Equine's a horse. I got confused. Yeah. I just got so excited.
Do you have a deal in horse, Vinny?
I can't talk about my dealings in a recorded situation. I'm not convinced that this is not a police sting set up as a quiz. Yeah. So I'm being very careful about what I do and don't say. But earth sign, I'm pretty sure it's like a bear. But then maritime, I don't think there's any bears that live in the sea, so I'm out.
Yeah. So we're looking at some sort of a water bear.
Sort of
polar bear, maybe? That's a carnivorous.
That's very carnivorous, famously.
Maritime sort of lives on. Because isn't the Arctic, it's not land, it's
lives
ice.
On ice, doesn't it?
That feels like that could be something.
It does.
Vinny and Diotti, I was nowhere near that until you both brought in a little bit of knowledge. Actually, it might have all been Vinny, actually, on reflection, but.
I was spiraling, I'll admit it, you know.
Well, Diotti, now that we've said polar bear, does that feel right?
Yeah.
From your knowledge of that?
Definitely.
Definitely, you reckon?
I went to get inspired for the colour scheme for my beautiful campanile and pizza. I went to the Arctic and I was like, white is a good colour for the tower.
You travelled around looking for colours and you found white.
I found white, yeah.
Okay.
Because back in the 14th century, it was a lot of sepia, sort of like that scale of colour.
Oh, that's not just ageing photos. That's actually what the colour was.
See.
Wow. I'll put polar bear. Question two. What number is Diez in Spanish? Diesi in Italian?
Well, this is handy. Again, Spain's so close to Italy.
Dis I know in that French. They... And sen in German. What number is dies in Spanish? Dieci in Italian. Dis in French. And sen.
Okay, let's see. Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque, sei, sette, otto, nove, dieci. Ten,
you reckon.
Is that right?
Si. I agree, it's 10.
I agree wholeheartedly, mate. You're doing well.
I cannot believe how handy... Diotti has been so early.
It is a beautiful happenstance that there is a lot based around romance languages, root words that I definitely should be across, and the Italian language.
Vinny, counting, is that must be central to the business model. Do you do all your own accounting?
Got to count all my Oxford scholars, my dollars, my bees and honey, my money. You know what it is. Got to count it up. You need numbers to count. Mm-hmm. So that's right.
Yep, you do.
I'm across it. I can count to 10 in any language you name. Not that I will, because again, I'm not sure where this is going to end up. But
probably end at 11, I guess. Question number three. Sean Burgoyne this month became the first Indigenous man to play 400 AFL games. Which two AFL clubs has he played for? Which two AFL clubs has Sean Burgoyne played for? Are you big fan of the AFL, Diotti Salvi?
I prefer the soccer.
Soccer, you say, do you?
I mean, football.
You really are very Australianised, aren't you? It's happened quickly.
Well, I know. Having met a couple of Australians, I say football, you know, and then they think AFL. And I'm like, that's our word. You know, our country's shaped like a foot. You know, Sicily, shaped like a little ball. It feels appropriative, really, to take football and say that it's something with the hands. But yeah, so I'm not, and I can't help, and you know, I want to get ahead of the fact that I can't help, but if architecture comes up, hit me up, Matt.
Yeah. Okay.
And as for me, I can help, but I choose not to, because the only sport I recognise is darts.
Do you play a lot of darts?
It's none of your business. All this personal interrogation, I can't handle it.
What do you like about darts?
I like the stabby, pointy, violent nature of it, because I'm a masculine man and that's something primal in my nature that I respond to.
Is it that?
How many other sports can you play while also drinking a pint?
Pool.
I guess cricket, if you're in the outfield.
How many other sports can you play which are also like you're just holding a weapon, and then if the police question you later about your opponent getting a dart in the eye, you can say it was just a sporting mishap and not at all to do with the blood feud that's been tearing your families apart for decades. Right?
That happened with me with javelin once, but I get the point that you're making.
Oh, that's the only other sport I would accept that.
Axe throwing.
Shooting.
Shooting, but of course, me being a pacifist that I am, nothing to do with guns. Not now, not ever. No, sir. No, sir. And if I did have a gun, I definitely would have my firearms license, officer. I mean, Kyron.
Because you're in London, is that right, Finny?
Don't try to trick me.
I thought I might have got you there. But is it true that the cops over there don't have guns? So you've got a bit of an advantage, don't you?
We English, we use our wits.
I know the answer to this one, Corin. It's probably the only one I'll know.
I was going to say you'd probably know at least half of this. Do you go for the Hawks?
No, I go for the Saints. But I mean, there could not be any bigger difference.
Yeah.
In terms of on-field success. No. It's Port Adelaide and Hawthorn.
Yeah, I'll put Port and Hawthorn. Question 4. Cape Barron Island is in what body of water? Short one there. You ever been to Cape Barron Island, Matt?
No, never heard of it. Does that ring any bells from the Northern Hemisphere, you two?
I think maybe in the Mediterranean we'd sort of just discovered boats in the 14th century. And we did a little bit of a sojourn, as we say in Italian, over in amongst the Adriatic Sea, you know?
And you just discovered boats, did you? Where were they? Stumble across them.
It was a lot of walking and swimming, you know, before then. But I won't take credit for inventing boats, but definitely part of it.
I think you should be proud of your achievements.
Vinny, you must work up and down the Thames. Do you?
Why do you all keep assuming that I am by a river or in London? I told you once. I told you a million times. I could be in Paris for all you know. Stop trying to trick me. I've got a question for you, though, Kyron. Cape Barron. How is spelling it?
Oh, yeah.
Like a barren that you might steal from, or a barren like it's a barren wasteland?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't steal from anyone. I'm sure you're the same.
Oh, nor would I. No. I would, and I never have stolen. So, no. Great, great point there.
Great pickup. But it's Barron, Barren. So,
like the comedian. That's right. When I first moved to Australia. I listened to a lot of Carl Barron just to assimilate.
Takes me back to my days at the Oxford School of Laughter training for boys.
Oxford.
Anyway, what I was going to say, Kyron.
Did you study at Oxford?
Little clue there, Vinny. So you spent some time in Oxford. Is that Oxford in England, I'm guessing?
You're picking up the clues, but about half an hour after I've put them down. That's why no one ever catches me. Not that there's anything to catch me from. I think it's in Tasmania, so whatever the water around that's called.
You reckon it's Tassie, so do you reckon it's in the Bass Strait then, do you?
I don't know what the water's called. I just think it's near Tasmania. I recall seeing it on
a
map.
North Tassie?
I don't know.
North Tassie would be the Bass Strait, wouldn't it, Kyron?
Yeah, I think it would be.
South Tassie would be like the Antarctica Sea, if they've got one or something. Or the Southern Ocean.
Yeah, Southern Ocean. Or does that go under Tassie, or is that in the...
It feels like it's where it could be, you know? Like, it doesn't get much more southern.
It could be in the Tasman Sea.
Tasman Sea. That's the one between... What's the country out to the right of Tassie?
New Zealand.
Love those guys. Yeah, they're the best down there. Yep. Big fan.
Matt, just want to be clear. This is just a feeling more than something that I know with conviction. It's just a feeling that it's around or in Tasmania, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the best we've got, I reckon. We're going to go Bass Strait. So. Is that what we're thinking?
Bass Strait.
That sounds good.
Question number 5. Which musical instrument's name comes from the Hawaiian for jumping flea? Which musical instrument's name comes from the Hawaiian for jumping flea? Vinny, here's a question not related to where you live.
Well, I think the most important thing to start off with by saying is that we're all instruments, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
Right? You've got to think about that. It's a bit of a deep thought. Think about it. Let it settle in.
And you can be an instrument for good or an instrument for bad, can't you?
What have you heard?
Nothing. No, I'm just posturing, you know, it's a sort of philosophical idea.
Oh, yeah, right, as you were. No, yeah, I did. I've played a few, I've played the skiffle board, of course, the spoons, very good at.
They sound very English instruments, aren't they? The spoons, that's sort of a Cockney instrument, sort of very London-based skill.
Couldn't possibly comment on that. The spoons in question could be manufactured anywhere around the world, really. Many countries make spoons, Kyron, and all of them have some acoustic property.
See, in Italia, we have spoons.
Oh, do you? Do you play them though?
No, mainly for eating zupa.
What is that? Oh, soup, is it? Yeah.
Soup. Si. Risotto. Come si dice in inglese? Risotto.
Have you seen any? You would have seen, you know, a lot of Australian takes on Italian cuisine, the pizzas and stuff. How do you find they've evolved over the years? In a positive way, do you think?
If I'm being honest, no. But sort of my first year moving here, I would sort of comment. I would be like, this is not a pizza. It has, you know, pineapple on it. But then I would get, come si dice in Italiano? King hit? We don't have a word for that in... Or mi dispiace, coward punch. Mm. It's sort of a modern term.
Glasgow kiss.
What?
A Glasgow kiss. Well, that, I mean, is that another clue?
I think you're confusing the fact of where I may or may not geographically be located just with any mention of any place in the world. Because I actually have travelled quite a bit. I've gone from suburb to suburb, country to country, you know.
That's true. You mentioned Tasmania before. I am picking these up slow. Yeah. You're right. You're very slippery, Vinny.
Like an eel.
But the musical instrument...
It's got to be ukulele, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What other instrument do we know from Hawaii? I'll put ukulele. Question number six. Which Australian Prime Minister was born in Bordertown in 1929?
Ooh, what? I've heard of that. It's on the border between two states, right? Right? That's a little clue
I think
the name.
It's in South Australia. Bordertown.
South Australian. They don't have many prime ministers from there. They nearly all come from Melbourne and Sydney, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of the time. I think Curtin.
Or maybe nearly all from Sydney, maybe even.
Right, well, let's be rational about this, lads. 1929. How old are you, minimum, when you become a prime minister?
Ooh.
So let's add, you know, like I reckon at least 40 years. Right, do some maths for me. 69, mm-hmm. Moon landing. Who's that then?
I'd say
Summer of Love.
Could be 50. Could be another 10 years after that.
So they were born in 1929. Thank you, Vinny. I forgot to listen to this question.
Again.
I heard Bordertown.
Which Australian Prime Minister was born in Bordertown in 1929?
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I think...
Great work, Bridie. So, yeah, you're right. 40 or 50, right?
My Prime name
Ministers?
Is oh, Vinny.
Sorry. Great point, Vinny. So that... Yeah, 40 or 50, I reckon,
and
Prime Ministers...
Age, like, they might get younger now, but surely back then they're even older, right?
Even older, you reckon?
Let's say 79 then, minimum, right? So he's 50. And I'm going to say he because we know that it was men for a long time.
You're right there, yeah. So,
right?
And we're all men here and we all agree that's pretty fine by us.
It absolutely is. I think it was a mistake giving women a vote, but don't get me started on that.
But so if we had 50 years...
Corin, have you thought about your gender equality of guests on this podcast? It's a... Bit much having four fellas, don't you think?
Even just if you had one, like, token woman, that would sort of be a move in the right direction.
So we reckon sometime in the 60s or 70s, our Prime Minister. I'll list a few that come to mind.
60s?
Menzies. He was in there for ages, right? But he's old. I reckon he was older than this.
60s?
Then you've got
to have a Prime Minister in their 30s. If we're going back to the 60s.
Oh, so when are we saying 70s? Bob Hawke was got in 83.
At least 40 years, you're in the 70s, right? So 75, you got Whitlam, obviously, around in the early 70s. Whitlam. Then you got Fraser.
Where was he born?
He was in Melbourne.
But it's possible they were born in Bordertown and moved to Sydney?
Absolutely true.
Fraser feels... There's something about Fraser feels like... He's got a sort of a posh South Australian accent, doesn't he? Or he did. When he could talk during his living years.
Could be Fraser. Then you've got...
Who else have we got?
Matt, I've contributed to this question as much as I can. I've started you on the path, but I can't see you through to the finish line.
A beautiful start, though.
Thank you.
The momentum is building.
It was Hawke after Fraser, and then you...
Hawke was 83. When was Billy McMahon, father of Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck?
Really? No, he was... Wasn't he in the war, Billy McMahon?
Maybe. He could have been in the war.
No, I think it goes Hawke, and then it goes Keating. I think... Surely he's not... Born in 1929.
No, he wasn't born in the 20s. No, so 29. How old was Bob Hawke when he died?
Old.
I reckon we've said the right answer. We just have to pick it.
Would you like to know what I do when I'm stuck in a very... Oh, my God, can you hear that?
I can.
Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. My God, where are you?
Very good. So I'm not going to answer. But there is a storm where I am.
I'm checking the weather sites later.
You're all, yeah, it can be storms in more than one place around the world. I was going to say, when I'm faced with a tough decision, I can't decide between two options. I'll say them out loud and I'll notice what happens in my heart and if my soul stirs. So I'm going to say the two names, and Matt, if your soul stirs, we go with that one. All right?
That's beautiful.
All right.
Hawk. Listen to your heart. Hawk. Fraser. Hawk.
Oh.
Fraser.
I feel nothing. Karen, I feel, my gut was saying Fraser, but Karen is more powerful than my gut. And he's, are you thinking Hawk
I'm
then?
I'm thinking Hawk.
I'm gonna go. I mean, I said earlier that you give the right answer and then people don't go with it. So I have to go with you on this. Even though my heart's saying Fraser, but Kyron is more powerful than my heart and Bob gut Hawk, combined. And he says Bob Hawk.
Bob Hawk. He went to Oxford, didn't he, Vinny?
No comment.
Question number 7. In relation to the American Police Unit, what does the acronym SWAT stand for? Vinny, you ever come across the SWAT?
Now, I've come across Colin Farrell, right?
Do you mean like you've stumbled across or you've come across Colin Farrell?
As in on... You know the movie SWAT?
Oh, right.
Look, if you're not going to take my answer seriously and you're just going to poke holes in my friendship with Colin Farrell, my dear second cousin, then I don't think I need to, you know, give you a proper answer.
Oh, no,
doesn't matter. You don't get my Colin Farrell story now.
For someone who doesn't like to talk much about it, do you do many podcasts?
Do I do many podcasts? Yeah, but not normally quizzes. I normally, you know, Brené Brown or like How to Fail with Elizabeth Day, stuff about vulnerability, right? Toxic masculinity, that sort of shit. I love to open up, get deep.
It sort of feels like you've turned a corner maybe recently and have start to get to know yourself better and start to open up about who you really are.
I think the thing is, Kyron, I always knew who I was. But I wasn't ready for the world to know who I was.
Because the world thought of you as...
someone with a criminal record or...
Wow, you're putting words in my mouth. No. This is very...
But are they the correct words to put in your mouth, just for clarity?
Criminal is such a strong word, you know?
Mm.
What about, like, rapscallion or rogue or rascal?
Street urchin.
Thank you, artful dodger.
Have you spent any time in jail?
In so much as that a human condition is a jail, then yes, we are all in a prison cell at all times.
Yeah.
But, no. Can't say that I've been
you
in...
You haven't spent time at the pleasure of Her Majesty?
No, I've not been in jail in my home country, England. Shit!
Oh,
oh no, you know I'm English! But I have been in jail elsewhere. My secret's out. In fact, I was arrested by a SWAT team. There was a sting operation, so
wow.
I can probably help with this question.
Did you, this could be helpful.
What does that...
Yeah, did you happen to read the side of the van? What did SWAT stand for?
Well, I think when you are being detained by a member of the law enforcement team, right, it's important to use your manners, as always. So, of course, you know, shook them all by the hand, exchanged pleasantries, swapped names. Now, Matt, I've got bad news for you. I can remember the first bit of the acronym, but not the last word. I'm pretty sure that it's special weapons, but I forget what the rest is. Special weapons and something.
Ooh.
So special it's not the most helpful answer.
Tasks.
Task force or something, or...
maybe they're just doing sort of odd jobs. Errands.
You know what, I was listening to the radio this morning, and the police commissioner was on, and he was talking about the protests in Melbourne, and how after the first day they decided to change their tactics. And when this question came up, The one word that I thought I might know is tactics.
Tactics. Special weapons and tactics.
Which sounds about right to me.
That sounds good. Feels great.
Question number 8. Name the governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia. Vinny, you ever been to a bank?
I love banks. I love attending banks. I love them so much that I'll go many times during the day. I love them. I love looking at all the details in the wall. I love looking how many cameras are at the bank. I love looking at what kind of sirens and warning systems they've got at the bank. I take bank safety very seriously. I like to know how far the bank is to the nearest river and underground lair. Just love them. Passionate about banks and the banking industry.
Underground lair.
Seems like you're less interested in the banking industry. You're more interested in the security industry, which is utilised by the banking industry.
That's exactly right. Because I support banks so much, whatever supports them gets a big tick from me.
Kyron, this feels like one you will know, so I'll get the real answer soon.
It's Philip Lowe, Matt.
Philip Lowe, that's who I was thinking. Him or Alan Greenspan, that were my two best
Philip
guesses.
Lowe. Question number 9. What is 17.5% of $140?
Oh my God.
Vinny said you do the accounting for your firm.
I said I can count to 10 in many languages is what I actually said.
Oh, sorry, that's right. I said you did the accounting. Well, the question at hand is, what is 17.5% of $140?
Are we allowed to use a calculator for this? You said no Google. Can we just use a calculator?
You meant to calculate it in your head, I think.
So 17.5, that's like a little bit less than 20%, which is a fifth.
That's a good clue.
So a fifth of 140 is that actually has not helped me.
I'm thinking like so 17.5% of 100 is 17.5. So now we just need to figure out what 17.5% of 40
is. What
about
this?
40 is like 2.5 times less than 100, right? Is that right? No, 2.
And carry the 1.
Carry the 1, that's right. And then get the... I can't remember how to do long division. Would that come in handy here? So what's 17.5 divided by 2.5? Does that help?
Oh. What?
Well...
You go like this. 140 divided by 100 times 17.5, and then you... And that you take that away, and yeah, that's your thing. That's it, innit?
What does that get you?
Innit?
What does that get you, Vinny?
Yeah, that's what I would do if I were allowed to use a calculator. That is the sum that I would do.
How about this then, right? What's 10% right. of 140? 14.
Yeah.
14.
What's a quarter of that?
Oh, I see where you're going.
Wait, say that again. What's
a quarter
of what?
Of 14. 350?
Three.
So what's 14 plus?
So it's
14 times 2, take 350, and you've got 17, and you got your 17.5%. People are screaming at the podcast at the moment. They are absolutely screaming.
I rarely do a podcast where people don't end up screaming at their iPhone.
I've cheated here, but I wanted to let you know that the sum I told you I would do if I were allowed to use a calculator, I did it. And I've got an answer, but I have cheated, but the sum was correct.
Well, I think you can get this. I think you can get this, Matt. If you've got 10% and 7.5 is 3/4 of 10%.
Yes.
Then you can work, if you quarter 10%, then you're pretty close.
Quarter 10%. If I quarter 10%, okay, so I want to get 10% of...
Half of that is 7.
14.
Half of that, which is a quarter, is 350.
3.5, yeah. So I think, what you're telling me is 21.
No.
Is that right?
No, it's...
Okay, great.
If 14 is 10%, then
20... 14 is 10%?
Then 20% is 28, but then you minus the quarter...
Oh my God, my head's melting.
So it's 28 minus 3.5... Which is 24.5?
Yes. Dollars. So it's $24.5.
That's right.
Vinny.
$24.5.
Yeah. Or as they would say, $24.50.
Diotti, you've done it.
You put $24.50?
And Vinny, is that what your calculator said? Just to get...
Yeah, I mean, to reiterate, I've cheated.
I mean, you're just confirming Diotti's.
I'll put $24.50. Does that sound... You want that, Matt?
To be honest, I haven't caught up, but it feels like everyone else here has, so...
You haven't yet. We'll check it in one question's time.
I was good at maths as a kid. I don't know what happened.
I think you've been lied to as a child.
Teacher was wrong.
Question 10. Final question.
Thank fuck. Yeah.
Grazie mille. Uffa.
Is Smoke on the Water a song by A, Pink Floyd, B, Black Sabbath, or C, Matt?
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
What's the point of a question if we all know the answer to it? Why can't we spread out the ones that we know the answers to and we get a better score? We all know that it's Deep Purple.
Well, I think you've actually done quite well. That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did, Matt? Are you optimistic?
I feel well. I reckon as a team, as a gang, as Vinny might say, we did very well.
I would never say that. I would never say that. Oh. I'd say as a happy band of brothers.
As a happy band of brothers. I think we did quite well. I don't know how much I added, but bloody hell, it felt good to be involved in.
Question number
that
one.
That maths one genuinely has made my brain feel funny.
Question one was, which carnivorous animal has the scientific name Ursus maritimus? It is the polar bear.
That was so good. Vinny's knowledge of bear families totally brought that one home.
Question number two, what number is dies in Spanish, dieci in Italian, dis in French, and zen in German? It is 10.
See?
Two from two.
Oh, Diotti. You did it.
We did it.
I'll tell you what, that was molto bene.
Molto bene.
The two AFL clubs that Sean Burgoyne played for are indeed Port Adelaide and Hawthorn. Cape Barren Island is, in fact, in the Bass Strait.
Whoa, Vinny.
Oh, my God. Correct.
Vinny, that's not where you spent time in jail, was it? You weren't one of the original convicts or something.
Hello? Sorry? A phone call? Hello? It's my mother. I'll call you back.
Question five. Which musical instrument's name comes from the Hawaiian for jumping flea? It's, of course, the ukulele.
Oh, we're cooking here.
The Australian Prime Minister that was born in Bordertown in 1929 is Bob Hawke.
Oh, shit.
Boys, I'll tell you what. I'm surprised by how this is unfolding.
SWAT. Stands for the Special Weapons and Tactics.
Oh, holy my God.
The governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia is Philip Lowe.
Whoa, Rob's your uncle.
Press. I think they could be brothers, perhaps. Question nine, 17.5% of $140 is $24.50.
Oh, I don't like. Even though we got it right, I still don't like that. My head is hurting me.
On the Water is a song by Deep.
Holy shit! We did
oh
it.
My God!
We did it.
10. Matthew Stewart.
We thought it was a cursed episode. Not at all. They were just challenging us before the Holy Grail.
Wow, Kyron. Well done.
Not me, Kyron, but someone I know, yeah. Bridie Connell, has been on his podcast multiple times, yeah. And I think the highest she's ever got is maybe 3. Yeah. This is an amazing day.
This is incredible. 10 out of 10. Oh, well
holy
done.
Shit.
Straight to the top. And because we put the most recent person on the top of the ladder, you now overtake Huey.
Can you, I mean, just for this one, spot. Can you put in brackets the team? I want Vinny and Diotti to be on the leaderboard with me.
That's beautiful, right?
Absolutely.
You don't have to do that. I don't want my name recorded anywhere. Just for legal purposes.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here, Vinny Diamond Geezer Price. How do you know Bridie Connell? You said your friend Bridie Connell, who's been on this show before?
Also my second cousin.
Second cousin.
Colin Farrell and Bridie Connell.
Yeah.
You know? Beautiful. And, love them.
And do you have a family business? Do you work together?
Very good. He's never off the clock, is he?
I thought
he's
I'd try never one off the last clock. Time. Well, Vinny, thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure. I've got to go steal from a bank now. Oh, shit.
And Diotti Salvi, thank you very much for coming out of the cryo freeze.
Oh,
yeah, we never got to discuss the Magnum cryo gelato cryo freeze that you're in, unfortunately. But perhaps next time. Thank you so much for being here. Are you going to do anything while you're in our age?
Yeah, I have a beautiful young lover named Alistair Baldwin. You know, back in the 14th century, there was a real culture of mentors and students.
Wow,
it's beautiful, 25-year-old young. Talented, you know, with architectural aspirations, and
he really seeks out the older gent, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really is into dilfs.
Grand dilfs. Grand dilfs.
Grand, great, yeah. Great, great grand dilfs.
Dilfs with a silent G.
And yeah, I think, I've never seen him perform, obviously, where I'm just in it for the sex, but he's definitely on Twitter, Baldwin Alistair.
And Matt, thank you very much. Congratulations, 10 out of 10. Remarkable effort, really.
Oh, I can't believe it. It was an all-team effort for sure. Sometimes you put Brains Trust together who don't have this many wits. And Vinny, had multiple...
multiple wits.
Yeah.
Enough to go around, boys.
All right, Matt, we'll put you at the top of the list. That is Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.